From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday he is uncertain how long the eastern part of Aleppo will last.
Clearly, I cannot deny this is a military acceleration, and I can't tell you how long eastern Aleppo will last.
The UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to flee their homes, and thousands more could follow. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Koh says the coalition thought it was striking Islamic State forces. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook explains.
This was a situation in which they had high confidence they were hitting ISIL, and it turns out that that was not the case, that they likely hit regime-aligned forces. But they had reason to believe that they were hitting ISIL. A number of factors contributed to this. We're going to learn from that.
Peter Cook at the Pentagon. Team official Ivan Tozo reacted with sorrow Tuesday after at least 71 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed. The accident late Monday happened near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made his selections for two more cabinet posts Tuesday. Trump named Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump says Price will lead his administration's effort to repeal and replace President Barack Obama's signature health care plan. Trump also named former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao to Transportation. This is VOA News.